Hey everyone, turn it up loud. You're about to go round and round. Chloe's friendship circle. There'll always be a spot for you. And you can bring a pal or two to Chloe's friendship circle. With songs and stories we can share. And the magic of friendship in the air. On Chloe's friendship, Chloe's friendship, Chloe's friendship circle.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's friendship circle. Today we're going to talk about Thanksgiving because it's tomorrow where I am. And so we're going to interview little ditties, which you might know from my theme song. We'll also be interviewing Annie Lynn and her son, Alex. To start us off, we are going to play a song from Little Ditties. His interview is first. Let's start off with Tea Party by Little Ditties.
We're having a tea, tea party, a tea, tea party. Get everybody in their chairs, pigs and ducks and teddy bears. Everybody come and see. We're having a tea, tea party. We're having a tea, tea party. Tea, tea party. Everyone find silly hats and put them on the dog and cat. We can all sit down and have a chat. At the tea, tea party.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we're going to have an interview with the Little Ditties. Hi.
Hi, Chloe.
I have some questions. Can you answer them?
I will definitely do my best.
How did you start your music group?
How did I start my group? I started my group just after my first daughter, Ruby, was born. And I started writing songs for my kids. And then one day I asked some of my friends who used to play in rock bands with if they wanted to make kid songs with me. And then we made kid songs. That's how, pretty well, I think.
How old are your kids and what are their names?
My kids are 6 and 5. And Ruby is the oldest and Gabby is the youngest. They're in grade 1 and kindergarten.
Cool. Our next question is, Mom told me you're from Canada. How do you celebrate Thanksgiving?
How do I celebrate Thanksgiving?
No, do you celebrate Thanksgiving?
I do. We just do it a little bit earlier in the fall. But we do it by baking lots of food and having friends over and I usually finish it off by feeling bloated and drowsy. And then I say, everybody, let's go to bed now. And then everybody wanders off to bed.
Our next question is, What are you thankful for?
What am I thankful for? I am thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my daughters who make me laugh every day and cry some days. And my wife who puts up with all of my silly noises and songs.
I'm thankful for a lot of things. I'm thankful for the show, and I'm thankful. I really am thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my friends, and I'm thankful for. And I really want to become a fashion designer one day. So I'm also thankful for fashion.
That is so cool. My sister, she does jewelry design out in Vancouver.
Cool. Our next question is, thank you for my theme song. How did you write it?
How did I write it? I asked your awesome parents what it is that you love. And they said that you love magic and you love friends and you love your show. So I thought about the different things that you love. One of the things that I do is that every day I go into schools all around where I live in Antigonish, Nova Scotia, and I write songs with kids in their classrooms. So I ask the kids about things that they want to write about if they're learning about something and they need help with it. So I go and write songs with them. So when I asked your parents about what you liked, I put them together and I sat with my guitar and I went, what would you do if you were in a friendship circle? You probably tell stories. You tell stories round and round and round. And that's how I started it. And I was like, everyone turn it up loud. You're about to go round and round. Chloe's friendship circle. And I was like, oh, that's going to be cool. That's how I started making that song.
Cool. Our next question is, do you want to play this or that? It's a game where I can give you two things and you could choose what you like better. And
totally.
Since it's Thanksgiving tomorrow, we can do a Thanksgiving themed.
That would be awesome.
Our first one is pumpkin pie or apple pie?
It's gotta be apple pie with a piece of cheese on the top. Oh, yeah.
I choose apple pie, too. Our next question
is... We're twins.
Sweet potatoes or mashed potatoes?
I would definitely have to side with some delicious mashed potatoes. What about you?
I choose sweet potatoes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you put anything on them, like butter or brown sugar?
No.
No?
Our next question is turkey or tofurkey?
Turkey or tofurkey? Well, I'm afraid that it would have to be turkey.
My
chickens outside wouldn't be happy with me.
I'd do turkey too. Gravy or stuffing?
Chloe, these are super tough. Okay, I would go with gravy. I need that for the mashed potatoes.
I choose stuffing.
That's such a tough one. That's a good call.
Our next one is dinner or dessert?
Do I get to have a glass of juice or something with dinner?
Yeah.
Something sweet? Okay. It'll be dinner then. What about you?
This one's really, really hard. I'd choose dinner.
Mm-hmm. Good call.
And now is our last question, so thank you.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
Bye, Chloe.
Sometimes it's gray outside, my head's as low as a bug. I know I'd feel much better if I only got one hug. if I only got one hug. Sometimes the sun won't shine, I feel as low as the rug, but then I see you smiling, and it feels just like a hug. It feels just like a hug. A hug is not just four tight arms and two big beating hearts. A hug to me is how we say, I love who you are. So next time I'm sad and I start drinking tears, glug glug, I'll just give you a call and ask, can I please have a hug? Can I please have a hug? Can I please have a hug?
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we have an interview with Annie and Alex from Annie Win Music. Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Chloe?
Good.
Good. I'm glad to talk to you. Happy holidays.
Happy Thanksgiving. I have some questions. Can you answer them?
I sure can. And I'm going to, is it okay if my son Alex also talks to us?
Sure.
All right. I'm here with Alex. Say hey, Al.
Hey there, Chloe.
Hi.
What are the questions?
Our first question is, how did you two start making music?
You should probably start.
All right.
Then I'll interrupt you, which is exactly how it happened.
He's right. That's exactly how it happened. I was always a musician, and I played piano and guitar since the time I was 9. And I went to college to become an elementary school teacher and a music teacher. And I was always writing songs during that time. As a matter of fact, the very first song that I ever wrote, called Listen in Nature Song, Alex sang that with me 30 years after I wrote it. He recorded it with me. So what I was basically doing is I was writing folk and country and bluegrass songs until one fateful day when Alex interrupted a song that I was writing words to. And I think Alex better tell you what happened after that.
What happened is Mom's writing a song upstairs on her piano, on her, you know, electric piano. And I come upstairs, I'm a grown kid. I say, Mom, you've already fed me 2 lunches today, but that's not going to be enough. I need something. Let's go down to Wawa or something like that. I don't know if you have a Wawa where you're from. So I'm interrupting her, and Mom's like, I'll be down in 5 minutes to make you something. And for me, that's just not going to fly. So I start interrupting. And then when I realize that's not working, I integrate my questions and my demands for food into the song. So she's singing about peace and nature. And I'm like, could I please have some food? I'm starving now. And stuff like, and it just becomes this song. And it was one of the proudest moments of my young. I did get lunch, by the way. I did actually get. I did. No, you're right. I did convince you to make me lunch. It was so good. I convinced you to.
And you know what happened, Chloe? After Alex interrupted me, I couldn't think of any grown-up words. All I could think about was him singing, "Can I have some more?" And I was singing back to him, "No, you can't have more." And so that's how we came up with our first radio hit.
I think the precise meal you made was tuna, which will actually come into play later for
New School. I know. Okay, so that's the long answer how we got started. I wasn't always a children's songwriter, but because of Alex and the things that happened in his life, that's how I started working, writing children's music.
Yeah, that's the lesson here. Just interrupt your parents and you might make a career out of it.
Oh, don't listen to anything he says.
Our next question is, Alex, how old are you?
I am 20 years old, and in about 3 months, in February, I will be 21.
Da-da-da! Well,
what's the trumpet?
You're an adult.
No, but why not like a bassoon or a tambourine?
Oh, all right. Da-da-da-da!
It's not a trump. That's like a louder trumpet. All right.
Okay. So he's 20, but he used to sing with me when he was 10 years old. He would sing with me all the way until he was about 15 or 16, and then his voice got too deep, as you can hear.
That's right. And now, now on some of her songs, I just sing bass, but mostly what I do is I edit the videos, like the one you were in with Uncle Doc's. And fun fact, we didn't actually know which one was you at the time. I hadn't seen your picture, but you seemed to be having fun, so I put a lot of you in the video. So I'm glad that it actually
turned out. And we
didn't
even know it was you.
Yeah, we didn't know it was you. I just said that. And that's my dog somewhere in the
back. Yeah, please excuse our dog barking in the back.
She doesn't like interviews.
Our next question is, how did you get the idea to raise money for Hattie?
Oh, that's singing through the storm. But yes, we're trying to raise money for Haiti. That idea came from John Cullimore from Chibi Kodama. What we're trying to do is we're trying to raise money. After Hurricane Matthew last month blew through and devastated Haiti, they were in a lot of need for medical supplies and for rebuilding and for clothing. And so John Cullimore got this great idea.
That's so nice of you.
Oh, it's not me. Let me tell you really quickly about it. It's just that a whole bunch of kindy artists are trying to raise money for Haiti. And so what we did was a bunch of us donated our songs and we put them on Bandcamp. And if anybody is interested in helping us to raise funds for Haiti, then they can go to my website, www.annielynn.net. And you spell my name A-N-N-I-E-L-Y-N-N. So if you go to annielynn.net, you will find a link on there where you can go to download this wonderful CD. And so again, it wasn't my idea, but a whole bunch of musicians decided just to put their songs on a CD and raise funds. So we really have to thank John Cullimore for that.
Cool. So our next question is, what are you thankful for?
Oh my gosh, I'm thankful for so much. I am thankful for my family. You're probably thankful for your family too, huh? Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else am I thankful for? You know what, Chloe? I realized that I pretty much have everything I need. I feel so grateful just to have a little house and clothing and my family and my dog and my parents and my mother-in-law. And I pretty much have everything I need. So I'm just thankful for everything. I know that sounds like a very tight and silly answer, but the older you get, the more you realize how lucky you are and how much you have. So I'm grateful for pretty much everything. You got anything, Alex?
Well, in addition to my family, which is the obvious answer, I'm lucky to have a lot of things. I'm a pet lover, so I'm happy to have my dog. I'm happy to have my new tortoise that I got this year. And yes, I was a fan of My Little Pony, and that's why I went out and bought a tortoise. I saw Rainbow Dash had one, so I just had to get one for myself. But I'm thankful for my animals. I'm thankful for my friends. I'm thankful to be going to a very nice college called Arcadia. And I'm just thankful that I've been able to, in my relatively short life of 20 years, I've accomplished a good amount of stuff, and I'm proud of it. So,
what are you thankful for, Chloe?
I'm thankful for my family, and I'm thankful for my pets, and I'm thankful for my friends, and I'm thankful for. I really want to be a fashion designer when I grow up, so I'm thankful for fashion.
Yes, I knew that you wanted to do that. I had a question for you about fashion, actually. I wanted to know if you ever would consider designing outfits for like things like My Little Pony or for stuffed animals, sort of like Build-A-Bear does. You know how they have those really awesome outfits? I was wondering if you'd ever considered making small outfits for stuffed animals, or do you want to just do clothing for humans?
I would do both. I do clothing for stuffed animals, and I'd make outfits for humans.
Do you have a sketchbook?
I do.
Do you only draw on it when you think you have an idea? Or are you one of these people who says, every day I'm going to sit down for 15 minutes and I'm just going to see what comes out? Which way do you go?
If there's something I really like, I just find a piece of paper, or if I'm close to my sketchbook, then I'd probably just get it.
Okay, because I am trying something new. Usually, I write a song when I have an idea. But if I don't have an idea, I don't sit down and write. But somebody suggested to me, another songwriter said, why don't you sit down every day for 30 minutes and just see what comes to your head and start writing? So that's what I'm doing. But you know what kind of songs I'm working on now?
What?
I'm working on science and engineering and math and technology. Actually, it's called science, technology, engineering, and math.
Yeah,
STEM.
What you said was SEM.
SEM, I know. I know. Well, I was going backwards. So anyway, I'm working on science songs now, and I have so much information. As a matter of fact, your mom gave, who's a science teacher, she gave me so many great ideas that I have a million flashcards in front of me with ideas now. And I'm trying to write songs about science. And so I have to sit down every single day, whether I feel creative or not, and just start writing. And I'm hoping that things will come to me as I write. And let's see, what else? I had a bunch of questions I actually wanted to ask you. But anyway, I'll let you finish your questions.
I go to STEM trips at school. I went on my first one a few months ago.
Say this again. You went on what the first? I forgot to tell you. I wear hearing aids.
I think she went to a science trip.
A science trip? Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you. I wear hearing aids, so sometimes I can't hear clearly even with my hearing aids. So you went on a science trip. Where did you guys go?
We went to a STEM school in Maywood.
Oh, wow. The school is actually dedicated to STEM?
Mm-hmm. So every time we go, there's a different theme.
So what were some of the themes? Maybe you can give me some ideas for songs. What do you think would make a good song for STEM?
I forgot some of the themes, but I know one of them was an animal habitat theme.
Animal habitat. Are there any, like, what animal would you write about? Which animal do you find interesting?
I'd really try to write about a bunny.
Bunnies? Do you have one?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Now, does he live outside in the hutch?
No.
He's indoors?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lucky bunny.
Hey, if we ever meet, I can race my tortoise against your hair.
The tortoise and the hare. So do you have any other questions?
Oh, I have one more question. Do you want to play this or that? It's a game.
Yes, I do love this or that. I would love to play. I think Alex and I probably have different answers, but go ahead.
Pumpkin pie or apple pie?
See, we're totally different.
Apple.
Annie says pumpkin, apple, and Alex says apple, but he has to have gluten-free.
I would choose apple pie.
That's cool.
Our next question is sweet potatoes or mashed potatoes?
Sweet potatoes. I have a major sweet tooth, and sweet potatoes have vitamin A, which is really, really good for your eyes. So I would say sweet potatoes with just a little bit of butter. What would you say, Alex? What would you like?
Probably sweet potatoes, same.
And a little bit of brown sugar on top?
No.
No? I like a little bit of
brown sugar on a sweet potato.
Granny, every time she makes it for
you.
Yeah,
didn't you ever notice me wipe it off in the corn? Oh, hopefully my grandmother's not listening.
What do you like, Chloe?
I choose sweet potatoes.
You like sweet potatoes too? That's great. Do you ever put marshmallows on top. Do you guys melt marshmallows?
Yeah.
I love that. I got the little mini marshmallows so that we could do that tomorrow.
Cool.
And what? Go ahead.
Our next one is turkey or tofurkey?
Haha, tofurkey. Oh, that's so funny. I have friends that
that's
like...
That's so funny.
That's so funny, yes. I have friends that like tofurkey. I don't think it tastes too bad, but I guess I would say I prefer turkey and dark meat. What do you like, Al?
I prefer turkey, personally, because I like to have a good nap, and turkey has something in it called tryptophan, which kind of makes you tired after you eat it. So that gives me an excuse to sleep, and people just say, hey, why are you sleeping in the middle of the day? And I can say, oh, I ate turkey, as opposed to when I'm normally sleeping in the middle of the day.
Have you tried tofurkey?
No. So that means I choose turkey.
You would choose turkey too? Are you a white meat person or a dark meat person?
White.
You like white meat?
Yeah.
And do you like gravy?
No.
You're not a gravy eater? I love gravy. I love gravy. So I'm looking forward to pigging out for Thanksgiving. Hey, there was one more thing that I wanted to mention, if I could. And it's just that I'm doing a lot of work with schools on bullying and bullying prevention. And I heard you talking recently, giving advice about what to do if you were in a situation where you were being bullied. Do you remember what your advice was?
No.
You had some good advice. You suggested that they ignore the person and not react to them. And I thought that was a really, really good thing to tell people to do, because if you don't react, the bully will get pretty tired of bullying you and probably stop. And have you ever seen people bullied before, Chloe, in your school?
Yes.
You have? And do people just kind of watch, or did anybody try to stop it or tell the bully to stop?
We've tried to stop them.
Well, it's really important that people remember that they should be upstanders and not bystanders. That means that you speak up, because most of the time when somebody speaks up and says stop it to the bully, not the person being bullied so much, but another person who observes it, and they go, hey, knock that off. Most of the time, that particular bullying incident comes to an end. The really other important thing to remember is that you should tell a grown-up or an adult about this. Do not keep this to yourself. Go and tell a grown-up and get help. And I just wanted kids to know that if they have any problems with bullying, or if there's any teachers that are listening, I have a list of very, very good bullying prevention resources on my website. So if anybody is interested in bullying prevention and you're a teacher, we have lots of different organizations that we work with that can send your school free information. And we even have a song, a bullying prevention song, that you can find on my website too. So that was the only other important thing that I wanted to mention. And I hope that you have a really, really good holiday. And, oh, I did have one this or that for you. Could I ask you?
We didn't even finish our this or that yet.
I
kind of got that feeling.
All right, good. Let's keep playing then.
Yes, don't mind my mom's monologue.
Yeah, mom has ADD.
Gravy or stuffing?
Gravy.
Stuffing.
Gravy. Excuse me, gravy. Sorry, Mom.
I choose stuffing.
Ooh, good. Do you put anything in the stuffing, like apple or sausage, or is it just regular with celery?
Just regular.
Just regular? Okay.
Our next one is dinner or dessert?
Dinner.
Dessert. I'm probably a terrible role model.
Dessert doesn't mean anything if you don't eat dinner. It's just a reward for doing nothing.
I know, but one of the nice things that I like about being a grown-up...
You're the parent.
I know. I know.
You are the parent.
But one of the things that I really like being able to do is say, you know what? I think I'll just have dessert for dinner tonight. And I don't do it too often, truthfully. But every now and then, just for a special treat, like on a Friday night, I just feel like having dessert. And
I don't feel like I know you anymore.
I know. Alex is a good eater. He eats nice and healthy. My friend Vivi Melody is always trying to get me to eat kale. And
the broccoli. Funny thing is, she actually fed some of the kale that Vivi Melody gave to her. She fed it to my tortoise.
Yes, we did. We did. Do you like vegetables?
Yeah. I choose dinner.
Yes, dinner all the way.
What would your ideal dinner be? Like if somebody said, choose your favorite dinner, what would it be?
I really like chicken tenders, so I'd probably choose that or mac and cheese.
Chicken tenders or macaroni and cheese. Okay, so for chicken tenders, would you have barbecue sauce or honey mustard?
None of those.
Would you have it plain or a different kind of sauce?
Would you have it on a train? Would you eat it on a plane? Where's this going?
I'd have ketchup.
Oh, you like ketchup. Okay, that's cool. I like honey.
I just like plain chicken. Sorry.
You like anything. He'll eat pretty much anything.
I will, actually.
But that was our last question, so thank you.
That was it. Well, Chloe, thank you very, very much for letting us talk to you. And we had a really nice time speaking with you. And I look forward to seeing some of your fashions. Do you think that maybe you would post some of your drawings on your Facebook page so that we could see some of your fashions?
Yeah, be like Rarity. Open a store in Manhattan. Or maybe not.
So will you think about putting some of your pictures for us to see?
Maybe.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for having us. And tell your mom I said hi, and your dad, and your little brother. And tell your mom that I will be in touch with her to start working on our science song soon. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Happy holidays, Chloe.
Happy holidays.
Bye.
Bye. Peace.
Bye.
Jar. Stop and stand where you are. I've got eyes in the back of my head, and my ears have sonar. Don't you use those puppy dog eyes. Don't you think it'll work on me? No, there isn't. Up to bed, now you go.
Oh, please, it's a brand new episode.
I'll be glad to tape it for you.
Foiled again.
Don't you use those puppy dog eyes. Don't you think it'll work on me? 'Cause there isn't any.
Like, how about a bowl of cereal, or a cookie, or an apple,
Or a piece of broccoli? Dead ostrich?
Oy.
Hi, welcome back to Koi's Friendship Circle. I have a fun tradition for Thanksgiving that your family will love. It's called the Secret Turkey. First, all of your family members will write their name on a piece of paper. You can do your whole family or just the people that you that live in your house. And then just choose their name. If you get yourself, put that name back in your hat and try again. Then you'll have to try to make a few gifts or at least one gift for that person. You can buy it or you can hand make it. You can find it from anywhere. You can try anything you like. If it's something they like, you can do that. If it's something you like, they like, you could do that. If it's like a video or a digital message, you can do that. If it's something you can go around and share to that person, you can do it. If it's something you made, you can do it. You can do it from any kind of gift. And that was a family tradition called the Secret Turkey. But make sure you don't tell anyone what you got or anyone what you did. If you have a baby and he or she is too young to write or draw or buy stuff, then give it to an older family member like your mom or your dad. And that was our segment for today called Secret Turkey. Here's our friendship pledge. Be thankful for everyone. Bye! Happy Thanksgiving! Here's Tofurky by Joni Leeds.
Some people don't eat turkey, so what do they do? On Thanksgiving they eat turkey, but it's made of tofu. Tofurky's not a turkey, it doesn't run or fly. It looks a little mushy, doesn't have a turkey tushy, but I'll give it a try. Tofurky goes wobble, 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 not gobble, gobble, gobble. You don't need to call the drumstick, cause it's really all the same. Wobble, 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 not gobble, gobble, gobble. You'll save a turkey that way. Some people don't eat turkey, so what do they do? On Thanksgiving they eat turkey, but it's made of tofu. Tofurky's not a turkey, it doesn't run or fly. It looks a little mushy, doesn't have a turkey tushy, but I'll give it a try. Tofurky goes wobble, 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 not gobble, gobble, gobble. You don't need to call the drumstick, cause it's really all the same. Wobble, 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 not gobble, gobble, gobble. You'll save a turkey that way. Some people don't eat turkey, so what do they do? On Thanksgiving they eat turkey, but it's made of tofu. Tofurky's not a turkey, it doesn't run or fly. It looks a little mushy, doesn't have a turkey tushy, but I'll give it a try. Tofurky goes wobble, 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 not gobble, gobble, gobble. You don't need to call the drumstick, it's really all the same. Wobble, 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 not gobble, gobble, gobble. You'll save a turkey that way. Wobble, 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 not gobble, gobble, gobble. You don't need to call the drumstick, it's really all the same. Wobble, 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 not gobble.